弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你的恩典，你的怜悯，你又带领你的儿女能够来你的殿中一同来敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and your mercy. We, as your children, once again can come before you to worship.
天父，我们感谢你从这个世界中把你的儿女能够分别出来。
We thank you, Father, for set us apart from this world.
让我们能够知道我们不再属于这个世界，我们乃是属于主你自己。
So that we know we are no longer belong to this world and will belong to you.
主，你告诉我们你是圣洁的，所以我们也要圣洁。
You said that you are holy, therefore we be holy.
求主你真的是洁净我们每个人的心。
So give us such a heart.
主，拿走我们心中不讨你喜悦的心思意念。
So that we can use all our hearts to worship.
让我们被主你的圣灵充满。
May your spirit be filled in us.
让我们同心合意来敬拜你。
So we may worship you in unison.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们这里的大多数人呢，肯定是从香港、大陆、台湾，或者是香港、澳门移民到美国的。
So most of us are more likely immigrated from Hong Kong, Macau, Taiwan, or mainland China.
那么，当你符合美国公民的要求，并要要求决定成为美国的公民时，那么你一定要通过一个公民考试。
So if you want to be qualified as a citizen of the United States, you have to pass the examination.
而且你并且需要这个要有一个宣誓来效忠这个国家。
And you have to pay your allegiance to this country.
要这个遵守这个国家的一切的法规，尽每个美国公民当尽的义务。
You will follow, obey all the laws and fulfill all the obligations.
那么为什么加入这个美国公民要有这样的仪式或者程序呢？
Why is there such a requirement and a procedure?For applying the citizenship.
那么因为你是从一个国度进入到另一个国度。
Because you came from one kingdom into another.
而你又愿意成为这个国度的公民。
You willing to be a citizen of this kingdom.
所以你的公民的身份发生了根本的变化。
Therefore, your identity will have a radical change.
那么新的国度和旧的国度，那么对于属他的公民来说，有很多新的东西是不一样的。
So each of the new or the old country have different requirements.
所以呢，你的公民身份呢，所以呢，你过去呢在旧国度的一些事呢，可能在新的国度就不能做了。
So some of the things you used to be able to do in the old country may no longer true for the new one.
如果你还按原来的做，那可能就会就是违法，会受到惩罚。
If you continue to do the old way, you may have against the law of the new one.
那我们称为基督徒呢，也是相反。
It's the same for as Christians.
那我们过去是属于这个世界。
In the past, we belong to this world.
而现在我们蒙召成为了神的子民。
Now we are called to be citizens of God.
所以这是完全两个不同的国度。
And two entirely different kingdoms.
那么所以呢，我们行事为人就要与蒙召的恩典相称。
So our words and our deeds should be worthy of our new kingdom.
就按照神的国度的要求来要求我们自己。
So we should require our us according to the requirements of God's kingdom.
那么作为神国度的子民，基督徒就要效法基督和神。
As a citizen of God's kingdom, we have to imitate Christ.
我们要避免一切的污秽和贪婪。
Avoid all the covetousness and filthiness.
并要抵挡各样的诱惑。
And will fight against all temptations.
那我想从三方面来跟大家分享。
So I'm going to share with you from three different perspectives.
就是第一，就是基督徒当效法神和基督。
So the first is be imitators of God and Christ.
那么基督徒当避免一切的污秽和贪婪。
Avoid all impurity and greed.
那么基督徒也当抵挡一切的诱惑。
Resist all enticement.
我们先来看第一点，就是效法神和基督。
The first one, be imitators of God and Christ.
那么在这第一节的第二节。
verses 1 and 2.
那么在上一次的信息的最后一节，也就是以弗所书的四章三十二节，那么使徒保罗呢，以劝勉以弗所的信徒，他说要以恩慈相待，从怜悯的心彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
In the last verse of chapter 4, it says, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you.
那么使徒保罗这样，那么之所以这样让我们这样做，他说呢，因为神就是用这样的方式来对待我们的。
The reason Paul wants us to do that because he said that's the same way that God has treated us.
那神为我们做了这个榜样，为的是让我们能够效法他。
So God has presented us as an example so that we may imitate him.
也要让我们这样的对待我们主内的肢体，我们的弟兄姐妹。
We should also treat all the members of the church, our brothers and sisters.
那么保罗呢，现在他做了一个小结，那就是第五章的第一节到第二节。
So here, where Paul has a small conclusion there.
他说，所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献于神。
So therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God.
那么在神的国度呢，基督徒的生活不再只是机械的来遵守神为我们定的各项的规则。
As citizens of the God's kingdom, our life is not just mechanically follow all the rules.
那么我们首先要来效法神。
We need to be first imitate God.
那么因为神因着他的怜悯和大爱。
Because of God's mercy and love.
那么本来把我们这些本来该灭亡的人从我们的过犯罪恶中拯救出来。
Delivered us from those of us who were to perish.
也就从这个世界中把我们分别出来了。
So separated us from this world.
那么成为了他的子民，那么赐给我们美好的救恩。
Became his people and have great salvation for us.
那么不但如此呢，他还又把我们收养成为他的儿女，使我们能够与他有一种天父与儿女的关系。
Not only this, he also adopted us to be his children so that we may enjoy a relationship between the father and children.
那我们从圣经的创世纪我们知道，我们人本来是按照神的形象造的。
From Genesis, we know that we were created in the images of God.
那么这是因为我们的先祖堕落犯罪，那么就失去了这个神给我们这个本来的形象。
So because of our ancestors fell and commit crime, so we lost the image.
但是呢，神因着他的爱呢，就解决了罪人中的一部分。
But because of his love, God has chosen part from the sinners.
来拯救他们，使他们成为一个新造的人。
To redeem them so they can become a new creation.
那么这个新人呢，他的形式为人，就是重新反映了神的形象。
So the way of the new person is to restore the God's image.
那么在以弗所书的四章二十一节就是这样告诉我们的，他说并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
So in chapter 4, verse 21, it says, assuming that you have heard about him, and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus.
也就是我们没蒙得救之前，我们是没有这个仁义和圣洁在我们里面的。
So before we were redeemed, we have no holiness or righteousness in us.
我们有了这个新生命，神才赐给我们这样的一个仁义和圣洁。
Once we receive the new life, then we will have the purity and the holiness.
那我们每个人就是属于神家里面的一个成员。
So we all become members of God's family.
那我们知道一句谚语叫有其父必有其子。
So we have a proverb says, like father, like son.
那么意思也就是儿，那么意思就是在儿子的身上呢，可以看到他父亲的一的形象。
So in other words, you can see the father's image in the son.
那么保罗呢，让我们说要我们效法神。
So Paul taught us to be imitators of God.
那么就是让我们说，作为神的儿女，我们要行事为人，应当彰显我们天父的形象。
So as God's children.So our words and deeds should reflect the image of God.
那么这个呢，其实在我们每一个普通人的家庭中呢，都有这样的一个这个明白。
So we all in our families will understand this concept.
那么外人呢，往往可以从我们孩子的言谈举止的行为中，可以对他们的父母亲有一个某种程度上的判断。
So other people may have a judgment.Based of you, based on the behavior of your children.
所以呢，我们当我们的孩子去外面之后，父母亲总是会叮嘱他们说要谨守自己的鞋型。
So is so when our children go out, we always tell them to be careful with their words and their deeds.
因为我们知道呢，我们的孩子去外面呢是代表我们的家庭。
We know when the children go out, they represent our family.
所以他们的言行一定程度上会体现这个家庭是一个什么样子。
So through their words and their deeds reflect what kind of family they have.
那么其实他们的好的见证就像是一个好的名家庭的好的名声一样。
So if they have a good testimony, that means they give a good reputation for the family.
那我们如果是一个真正的基督徒
，If we are a true Christian，
那我们就无法脱离我们与我们的神天父的关系。
We cannot separate ourselves from our heavenly Father。
那我们不能说是啊，我想要得救，我想要神赦免我的罪。
We cannot say I want to be saved. I want God to forgive all our sins。
但是我不想按神的吩咐。去过一个基督徒的生活。
But I do not want to live a Christian life as required by God.
我还是想要过一个我想要的生活。
I still want to live a life I want to.
但是我们要知道，我们是神家中的一员。
But we are members of God's family.
所以我们的一举一动都关系着这个整个家庭的一个荣辱。
So everything we do reflects either glory or shame.
那么效法神呢，其实也是旧约，他在旧约和新约中呢，都有这个一贯的要求。
So to be imitated of God is the same requirement for both Old Testament and New Testament.
那么在利未记的十一章四十五节，他这样说：“我是把你们从埃及地领出来的耶和华，要做你们的神，所以你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。”
In the book of Leviticus, chapter 11, verse 45, it says, For I am the Lord who brought you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy.
那么这是在旧约中神对他的子民以色列的要求，让他们来什么呀？效法他。
This is God's requirement for the Israelites in the Old Testament.
那么在新约中，我们看到马太福音五章四十八节，主耶稣这样讲，他说：“所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。”
So in the New Testament, Jesus said in Matthew 5, it says, "You therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect."
所以就是我们这些蒙恩得救的神的儿女，我们就要像神一样的完全。
So we as redeemed children of God should be perfect.
也就是让我们要效法神。
To be imitators of God.
所以呢，这里使徒是吩咐我们遵行这些新生活的守则。
That's why apostle require us to follow those rules.
那么这并不是因为我们遵守这些伦理道德，就是可以提高我们的一些道德修养。
This does not because only by doing so we can raise our own morality.
那么他这里真正的告诉我们的乃是因为我们是神的儿女。
Because we are children of God.
所以活出这样的儿女的身份是本该理是理所当然的。
We should live out such an image of God's children.
那么这里说我们除了要效法神，我们也应当效法基督。
Not only we imitate God, we also to be imitators of Christ.
那么基督他是道成肉身的神。
So Christ is the God incarnate.
那么他为我们呢舍弃了他自己。
He has given us for him.
那么到做馨香的供物和祭物来献给了神。
So he offered a fragrant offering to God.
那他这样做呢，完全是因为他爱我们。
He did so only because he loved us.
那么在加拉太书的二章二十节，我们看到他说：“我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，那是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。”
So in Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live.But Christ who lives in me.
那么因
go ahead.
那么因为基督这样的爱我们，所以我们要效法他。
Because Jesus loves us this way, so we must imitate him.
所以也要凭爱心行事。
So we have to do things according to love.
所以我们不是，所以我们是不是基督徒，不只是说我们自己说什么，更重要的是我们怎么样来做，做什么。
So it doesn't matter what we say to be a Christian. It depends on what we do.
那么约翰福音的十三章三十四到三十五节，主耶稣也是这样的告诉我们。他说：“我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样爱相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。”
So from John 13, verse 34 and 35, a new commitment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have loved one another.
所以主耶稣这里是在告诉每一个他的门徒，包括你我在内，那么是要彼此相爱。
So Jesus is telling all his disciples, you and me, we ought to love one another.
那么怎么样彼此相爱，就是要凭爱心行事。
So how to love one another? By doing things according to love.
那么我们怎么样来理解凭爱心行事呢？
How do we understand how to love and to act by love?
那么让我用一个故事来说明。
Let me tell you the story.
那么他说有一个人呢，在沙漠中他迷失了方向，快要渴死了。
So a person lost in the desert and is very thirsty.
那么他终于找到了一间废弃的小屋。
So he found an abandoned room.
那么他在屋前呢，他发现了一个抽水器。
So there was a pumping gas.
那么于是他就尽力来抽水，但是一滴水也抽不上来。
But he started to pump, but there was no water.
那么此时呢，他忽然发现在这个抽水器的旁边呢，有一个水壶。
There was also a kettle by the pump.
那么水壶上有一个纸条。
There was a note.
它上面写着说：“你要先把这壶水灌进抽水器。”
So you have to put this water from this kettle into the machine.
说然后才能打上水来。
Then you can pump water out of it.
他说：“但是在你走之前，一定要把这壶水再灌满。”
But before you leave, you have to fill up this kettle.
那么这个人他就面临在一个很难的这个选择。
So he faced a choice.
那么他是不是该按这个纸条上说的去做呢？
Should he do it according to what's said in this note?
那么他要把这壶水倒，那么就他把这壶水呢倒进抽水器里呢？
But pour the water into the pump.
那么如果他想，他如果这个这个倒进水之后呢，抽不出水来怎么办？
If he poured the water into the pump and then he could not pump out any water,
那样的话他呢就自己也会面临死亡的威胁。
Then he would also face death.
相反呢，他要是把这壶水喝下去，他就可以当时救自己的命。
The opposite, if he just drink the water from the kettle, he can save his life.
所以他就犹豫了一会儿，但是他还是按自条上说的去做了。
After some hesitation, he did according to the note.
所以果真呢，抽水器中抽出了泉水。
Truly, the water did pump out.
所以他痛痛快快地喝了个够。
So he drank all the water.
那么他休息了一会儿呢，就把这个水壶又装满了。
So after the rest, he refilled the kettle.
那么装满以后呢，他又在这个纸条上呢加了几句话。
Then he added some words into the note.
他说，请相信我。
Please believe in me.
纸条上的话是真的。
The words of the note is true.
我们不能耽误自己。
We cannot hinder us.
所以呢，这个人呢，我们可以看到他是一个凭爱心行事的人。
So we can see this person functions according to love.
所以他首先想到的呢，不是他自己。
He did not think about himself first.
而是别人。
He was thinking about the others.
所以那些和他一样在沙漠中需要水的人。
For all the people who needs water in the desert.
所以呢，我们，所以这就是说，凭爱心行事呢，我们就要这样来思想，不是要耽误我们自己，我们要想到别人。
So this is the way we do understand. Don't just consider our own benefit.
那么神的儿女呢，不但要效法神和基督，他也我们也要避免一切的这些污秽和贪婪。
Not only we need to imitate Christ as his children, we also to avoid all the filthiness.
那么这是在我们下面的第三到第五节。
That's verse 3 and 5.
那么这里说，至于淫乱并一切的污秽，就是贪或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可，方和圣徒的体统。因此妄语和嬉笑的话都不相宜，总要说感谢的话。因为你们确实的知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，是有贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无份的。有贪心的就与拜偶像的一样。
Verse 3, but sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk.Nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead, let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, that is an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God.
那么在新约圣经中，不管是福音书也好，还是保罗的书信
，So whether it is the Gospels or Pauline epistles，
那么都多处的提到基督徒要逃避淫乱的事。
So many places reminded us that Christians should avoid idolatry。
所以可见的淫乱是一种大罪。
Clearly, this is a great sin。
那么保罗呢？这里呢，首先呢列出三种。败坏的行为。
First, Paul lists three things that are evil.
那么他说，就是淫乱、污秽和贪婪。
So what he's saying here is idolatry and filthiness and covetousness.
我们这里看到淫乱，它是居首位。
So the first is immoral, sexually immorality.
然后呢，他又列出三种败坏的这种言辞。言语来
，He also lists three kinds of words.
他说，淫词、妄语和嬉笑。
So it's no filthiness, no foolish talk, nor crude joking.
那么，淫词也是放在了第一位。
And you can see filthiness is the first.
那么最后呢，他又列出三种有这种败坏行为的人。
And then he lists three kinds of people who have a bad behavior.
就是淫乱的、污秽的和贪婪的。
So sexually immoral, improper, and covetous.
那么从他们的结局，我们看到这些人呢，都被排除在基督和神的国以外。
So this kind of people are all rejected out of God's kingdom.
而这里面的举首位的也是这种犯淫乱的人。
So the first one is those who are sexually immoral.
我们在小妖里问答的这个星期五的讨论中，我们也讨论过这个淫乱这个主题。
So we also discussed in our catechism every Friday night. We talked about sexual immorality.
我们知道呢，淫乱呢是指所有的在婚姻之外的性行为。
So it refers to all sexual relationship outside the boundaries of marriage.
那么包括呢，比方通奸呀、嫖娼呀、同性恋等等这些。
Including homosexuality, including visiting prostitutes and affairs outside marriage.
而污秽呢，乃是指所有的这些丑陋的、肮脏的、发纵情欲的这些行为。
So filthiness is any kind of behavior that we indulge in our sexual desire.
所以我们可以说是这个淫乱呢，是这个污秽的这个更这个最更坏的程度。
So sexual immorality is the worst kind of filthiness.
而贪婪呢，它包括了财务上、金钱上的过度追求。
So covetousness refers to extreme pursuit of money and property.
它也指人在情欲上的发纵。
Also include indulgence in the sexual desires.
所以呢，所有这些败坏的行为，那么在神的儿女中，保罗在这里讲说，不但被禁止，而且他在谈论中呢，提都不可以提。
So this kind of evil behavior.It should be avoided not by people, but also should not even be mentioned.
当然，这里面就是故意的用这些东西提这些东西作为谈论的话题。
So not to use those as a topic of a conversation.
因为神的儿女呢，在神的眼中他是圣洁的。
Because God's children are considered.Holy in God's eye.
所以呢，我们每个基督徒都被称为圣徒。
So we are all called saints.
那么也就是说，被神从这个世界上分别出来，我们是专门归神的人。
So we were set apart by God and to be belongings of His.
那么任何不洁的行为和言语都有损于我们做神儿女的身份。
Any kind of impure words or deeds.Will affect our being a Christian, children of God.
那么这里面的淫词呢，它就是指这些所有那些污秽肮脏的言语。
So the filthiness words are those who are dirty and filthy.
那么妄语呢，是指那些粗鲁的、那些空洞的话。
Some of the crude joking is just those empty words.
而嬉笑的话呢，是指那些论断、嘲笑或者调侃他人的话。
Or something that you judge people, you ridicule people.
那么这三类的言语呢，都不应该出自一个基督徒的口。
So those three kinds of words should not be out of the mouth of Christians.
那么使徒保罗在这里，他是在讲，我们已经是神从这个污秽的世界中把我们分别出来了。
So Paul said we are already being set apart from the filthiness by God.
那么就像我们今天在哥罗西书里面，我们还刚才读到，我们是被迁到了一个神爱子的国度，也就是神的圣洁的国度。
So just like we read, we've been transferred into God's holy kingdom.
我们不可以再让污秽的东西进来。
We cannot bring any filthy things into it.
所以呢，保罗呢吩咐了基督徒当避免的三类败坏的话，那么使徒保罗呢紧接着告诉我们要常常说感谢的话。
Right afterwards, immediately Paul says we should always be thankful.
那么这里的重点呢，他不是说告诉我们当基督徒怎么样与这个非基督徒进行交流。
Here is not teaching how.Christians interact with non-Christians.
不是我们说跟非信徒，我们说是常怀感恩的心。
We're not saying that Because non-believers should have a thankful heart.
保罗这里是在教导我们在教会中的弟兄姐妹们如何来交流。
This is teaching how brothers and sisters interact in the church.
那么使徒保罗强调我们弟兄姐妹交通的时候当常怀感恩的心。
So as we communicate and fellowship with each other, we should always have thankful hearts.
要讲彼此建造荣神益人的话。
So we ought to always speak edifying people, words that would edify people and would glorify God.
那我们弟兄姐妹不妨我们可以思想一下。
So we may examine ourselves.
那我们有时候会专门为一件事情来一起来交通。
So sometimes we should communicate with us regarding those issues.
我们也有时候会坐在一起聊天。
Sometimes we may sit and chat.
那么比如我们周五的聚餐或者我们也有一些家庭聚会。
So either in our family meetings or in our fellowship dinner.
那么不管是在哪一种情况那我们的谈话中可能没有因此。
可能没有什么。
就是因此就是那个。
Maybe in our conversation we do not have any filthy words.
但是我们可以试想的话，我们是不是有那些妄语和嬉笑的话吗？
Do we have a foolish talk? Do we have a crude words?
那我们是不是都是在谈论荣神益人、彼此建造的话呢？
Are we always talking words that can edify people, can glorify God?
因为先知以赛亚呢，他自己都这样讲。他说我是嘴唇不洁的人又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
Because our prophet Isaiah has said that I am an unclean lip and lives among the people of unclean lips.
那我想连以赛亚都这样的讲他自己那我们呢更当恐惧战惊。
So even Isaiah talked about himself there that way so we should be very careful.
那么保罗呢他最后警告基督徒，他说：“有贪心的，就与拜偶像的一样。”
So Paul also warned Christians, those who are covetous are just like those who are idolaters.
那么拜偶像呢？他本来的意思就是说自己做一个偶像，然后向他来敬拜。
So idolater is to make an idol and worship.
然而呢，这里说的贪心和拜偶像一样。
And here it says covetous is the same as idolater.
所以呢，就只要我们企图，那么把一样东西或者一个人，那么做我们生命中最重要的东西。
If we decide to buy something or to make something that we need the most,
那我们会花尽心思而去这个为它而活。
We have to do everything in our life to achieve that.
那么只有他能才能给我们带来这种我们所需要的这种乐趣。
Only this idol can bring us pleasure of life.
那么如果这个东西或者这个人如果不是神的话，那么他就是我们生命中的偶像。
So if whatever we desired is not God, it's our idol.
那我们每个人我们都可以审查一下我们自己。
So we should also examine ourselves.
不论我们大人还是孩子。
Whether it's adults and children.
那么对大人来说，我们可能是财富，可能是我们的偶像。
So for adults, wealth could be our idol.
那么名声和地位可能是我们的偶像。
Fame and position could be our idol.
有时候可能儿女都会成为我们的偶像。
Children can even be our idol.
那么对小孩子们来说，可能游戏是你的偶像。
For children, maybe games is.Your idol.
可能一些明星是你的偶像。
Maybe some movie stars is your idol.
比方电影明星呀、电视明星、歌手呀等等，或者这些这个各样你觉得这些有名的人。
So all kinds of famous people, singers, actors, actresses.
那么这些其实都是不讨神喜悦的。
None of that pleases God.
因为你只要把这些东西当作是你的偶像，你就会花很多时间在这些东西上。
Once you consider them your idol, you will spend a lot of energy and time on it.
那么作为神的儿女，这是神绝对不喜悦的。
As God's children, God will not please.
那如果我们真的是基督徒，我们知道做这些事情神不喜悦，我们应该怎么样来做呢？
So as a Christian, so We know things do not please God, then what should we do?
所以神不喜悦的事我们去做的话，所以只有咒诅，没有祝福。
So if we do things that displeases God, we will only have curse, no blessings.
所以我们唯一该敬拜的乃是那位三一的真神。
So the only we should worship is the triune God.
所以我们当常常提醒我们自己。
We should always remind ourselves.
那我们是圣徒，我们是神的儿女。
We are saints, we are children of God.
我们要为荣耀神而活。
We need to live to glorify God.
所以我们要知道有些事情对我们的身份那是不恰当的。
We know some of things which is not proper for us.
也就是或者不相称的。
Is unworthy of us.
那我们必须用各种的方法去避免它。
We should try all our ways to avoid it.
并且要积极地活出一个常常向神感恩的生活。
So we should live a life that's often thankfulness toward God.
但是这里面我们也必须要提醒，就是不是任何人只要犯了淫乱、污秽或者是贪婪的罪，他就不能进了神的国。
We should remind everyone, not because you have committed sins of immorality or filthiness.That you cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
那他这里的意思是呢，如果这些罪成为一个人生活的方式。
He says if this kind of sins are lifestyle.
他常常沉溺在这些里面而一直不悔改。
And he often indulge in them and do not repent.
那么他就与神和基督的国没有份。
Then he would not have any portion of God's kingdom.
我们来再看最后一点，就是基督徒也当抵挡各样的诱惑。
So the third one, Christians should resist all kinds of enticements.
那么这是最后的两节，就第六节和第七节。他这儿说，不要被人虚浮的话欺哄，因这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖虐之子，所以你们不要与他们同伙。
Verses 6 and 7.Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience.
那么这里的人呢，就是指那些犯淫乱、污秽或者贪婪的这些罪人。
So the people here refers to those who are immoral, impure, and covetous.
所以这些事呢，就是指那些败坏的行为。
So those evil behavior.
那么犯这些罪的人呢，他们往往会为自己犯的这些罪呢找各种的借口。
They often find the excuses for themselves.
那么不但不悔改，他们还诱惑其他的人行这些事情。
Not only they do not repent, they also lead other people to do it.
那为什么保罗这样讲？
Why did Paul say that?
那么因为在初代教会时期呢，一些相信诺斯底主义的人，他们自称是基督徒。
So in the early churches, the Gnostics considered themselves as Christians too.
但是他们否认将来会有最后的审判。
They deny there will be the final judgment.
所以他们认为身体本来已经就是败坏的了。
They think the body is already depraved.
所以他们认为神是满有恩典怜悯的。
They think God is full of mercy and love.
所以无论人利用身体做什么事都无所谓了。
So it doesn't matter what we do with our body.
所以于是他们就过放荡的生活，任意妄为。
So they live indulgent life. They do as whatever they wish.
所以只求满足他们自己的情欲。
Only to satisfy their own desires.
所以他们不但这样做，他们也蛊惑那些刚信主的这些人一起做。
Not only they do that, they also encourage the new believers to do the same.
所以在彼得前书二章十八到十九节也提到这类的事。彼得这里面说，他说他们说虚妄金夸的大话，用肉身的情欲和邪淫的事引诱那些刚才脱离淫妄行的人，那么他们应许人得以自由，自己却做败坏的奴仆，因为人被谁制服就是谁的奴仆。
So that's in 1 Peter chapter 2:18. Servants,Be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the unjust.
那我们现在呢，其实虽然没有诺斯底主义这样的异端了。
Even though we don't have the heresies of Gnostics today.
但是我们现在有别的这些异端来诱骗，来诱惑一些灵命还不成熟的一些基督徒。
But today we have other kinds of heresies that would tempt all those Christians who may not be mature.
那么我们比方了我们知道的摩门教或者这些耶和华见证人。
For example, the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witness.
那么他们好像往往会欺骗一些这些信徒说，他说我们也相信圣经。
So they may deceive people, say we believe in holiness.
所以我们跟你们是一本圣经。
We have the same Bible.
所以我们可以帮助你们来学习圣经，也学习可以帮助你们来学习英语。
We can also help you to study the Bible and study English.
所以一些这些刚信主的或者这些慕道友呢，他们就会跟他们去学。
So for those new believers, may follow them.
那慢慢呢就会跟上他们的那个教法去就进去了。
So slowly they entered into their teaching.
那么就会慢慢的把他们的信仰就接受了。
And receive and begin to accept their belief.
所以这是极其危险的。
This very dangerous.
所以使徒保罗给我们忠告乃是不要和他们同伙。
So Paul advised us not to be their followers.
所以要在真理的这个正道上呢，要我们站立得住。
We need to be firm on the truth.
那比方说这些异端，他们常常说，他们说圣经中没有三位一体这几个字。
So many of the heresies will say in the Bible, there's no particular word for triune God.
所以他们就慢慢引诱你，不要相信三位一体的神。
So they teach you not to believe in the triune God.
不要相信基督耶稣是神。
And do not believe Jesus is God.
然而我们从圣经中我们知道，那么三位一体乃是三位一体的神乃是基督教信仰的核心。
So we know that the Trinity is the core of the Christian belief.
那么基督耶稣不但他是人，他也是完全的神。
So Jesus is not only God, is also man.
而且圣父、圣子、圣灵乃是三位一体的神。
So God, Son, and the Holy Spirit are the triune God.
是神的三个位格。
It's the three personalities of God.
那我们今天呢，从另外三个方面讨论了基督徒当遵守的这些新生活的守则。
So today we studied the code of ethics for Christians from different three aspects.
那么首先呢，因为神和主耶稣基督的爱，那么我们得了救恩。
So first we receive salvation from mercy and love from Christ and God.
所以我们要效法神，要效法基督。
So we be imitators of God and Christ.
要凭爱心去行事。
To do things according to love.
那么第二呢，作为神的儿女，我们当远避免各样的淫乱、一切污秽和贪婪。
So the second is children of Christ, that we should avoid all impurities and greed.
那么这不符合一个圣徒的身份。
This is not worthy of being a saint.
那么第三呢，我们要抵挡各样的诱惑。
So the third, we need to resist all kinds.Of enticement.
那么不要被一些异端邪说欺骗。
Don't be deceived by the heresies.
保罗这里嘱咐我们要过一个真正的基督徒的生活。
So Paul teaches us to live an authentic Christian life.
就要那么嘱咐我们要在生活的每一个细节上，让我们都不能疏忽。
So every single detail we cannot ignore.
因为我们的行为。那会影响我们与神的关系。
Because our deeds will affect our relationship with God.
也影响我们与周围人的关系。
And also affect our relationship with our brothers and sisters.
并且这里告诉我们呢，我们与神的关系只有两种可能性。
So it also teaches that there are only two possibilities in our relationship.
我们要么就是在神的国度里的子民。
Either we are children of God's kingdom.
等候神为我们预备的永远的基业。
So waiting for what God has prepared for us.
我们要么就是在被排除在神的国度之外。
Or we are outside the kingdom of God.
就是那悖逆之子。
So we are the son of disobedience.
等候神愤怒的审判。
waiting for the judgment of God's wrath.
那么在中间没有一个中间地带。
There's no in between.
所以你要么属于神，要么就属于这个世界。
So you either belong to God or you belong to the world.
所以呢，我们当呢承认我们都是软弱的人。
So we all know that we are weak.
我们要常常审查我们的言行。
We need to always examine our words and our deeds.
审查我们与神与人的关系。
Examine our relationship with God.
我们要真正的来敬重我们做神儿女的这个名分。
We ought to be diligently to keep our relationship with God.
我们要常常行事为人与我们蒙恩的蒙神的恩典的相称。
So our words and deeds should be always worthy of our redemption.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们又一次来到你的面前来感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, once again we come before you to thank you.
主，感谢你透过主你的话语常常来教导我们。
Thank you for your resurrection and for your words often teaches us.
让我们知道我们的生命是如何的软弱。
So that we know how fragile our life is.
也让我们知道主你的恩典是多么的丰盛。
And also how abundant is your grace.
让我们能够知道主我们的身份乃是主你的蒙你爱的儿女。
So we know that our identity is that we are children of God.
所以主，求主你赐给我们力量，赐给我们智慧，让我们能够真的行事为人与我们蒙真召的恩相称。
May you give us the strength so that our ways, our deeds can be worthy of you.
让我们在生活中方方面面能够主做你美好的见证。
So that in all aspects of our life, we can give you good testimony.
来荣耀主你的名。
To glorify your name.
也让我们的生命能够在主你的爱中成长。
So our love, our life should continue to grow in you.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.